For as long as recruit Nick Cleary's wife Kaylee has known him, he's been a cop. Before he was hired in Madison, he was an officer in Fitchburg. In fact, they met when he pulled her over for a broken license plate light.
I ended up pulling her over on Verona Road, thinking I either like have, you know, maybe a drunk person or somebody running drugs. And I walk up and there she is in sweatpants and glasses, and she tells me she was the DD for someone that night.
But even though she's used to his job, she says it's still hard, especially now that they have a 17-month-old daughter, Felina.
There's like a baseline level of worry that doesn't ever go away, even on off days, especially with her. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is just the worry that something would happen to him. And it, I mean, I was reminded of it, you know, not too long ago when you were filling out paperwork and you asked me, if something happened to you, who do you want to come to the door?
Yeah.
Just this year, more than 100 officers have died in the line of duty, according to the Officer Down memorial page. Kaylee says she often wonders how Nick copes.
He'll come home and tell me stories about work, and I'll be like, how is that? Like, how are you okay? Like, how can you, you know, how are you just, like, totally chill and come home and put your feet up on the table kind of thing? Like,
hi.
Hi, honey.
That's how.
The recruits are in their 11th week of the six-month-long academy. Since Nick is at the training center all day, he doesn't get as much time with Felina as he would like.
I really love to spend time with her, so it's, I have about a two-hour window when I get home from work before she's, you know, eating and then getting ready for bed. So I basically only really get 2 hours with her every day.
In the time he does get, Nick says he enjoys seeing all the new words she's learned. They look at books together.
What?
No.
Duck, yeah. What's that?
Moo.
Moo, yeah. What's that?
Of the 23 recruits, about half are married. A handful have kids. Jessica Gillette applied to the MPD 3 times before finally being selected for this year's class. She says she seriously considered her 6-year-old son Noah before deciding to become a cop.
Having a child and makes you think perhaps a little bit more about the sacrifice that you're making in terms of going into policing, because of the innate dangers that it does involve. But for me, it's also important to show him, as his mother, as a strong female role model, that this really is my passion and this is what I'm really willing to sacrifice.
Gillette and her family were living in Germany before she was hired by MPD. They moved back because she wanted to raise Noah in Madison. She says he's still pretty young to fully understand her career change.
You know what? I haven't really sat down with him per se and, you know, outwardly asked, how do you feel to have a mom as a police officer? I imagine those conversations will come up. He hasn't seen my duty belt or, you know, my gun or anything like that.
Gillette sometimes comes into the academy for extra practice with firearms or defense and arrest tactics. But with studying, extra practice, and family, sometimes she has to make choices.
You know, I don't just, for example, have myself to take care of. I do have other responsibilities, which I think helps balance this stress of what's going on in my life, because I can somehow separate it because I have to.
For these recruits, it's a constant balancing act, and that will most certainly continue when they're officially sworn in as officers next spring. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.